And we have Isaiah Palmer, who's coming up, and we're thrilled to talk to him here on the flagship of the Silver and Black. JT with you again, and not too far from playing at USC and knowing this area and really growing as a player. Good to have you.
Thank you, JT. Thank you for having me.
What's new with you? What changed in the offseason with you, your evolution as a young player to get more snaps and more playing time?
Well, honestly, I think it's just a mindset thing. You got to attack the every offseason like you're, trying to get playing time. But I think for me it was a mental thing, just kind of attacking it and, trying to take everything that I experienced the first 2 years and kind of learning from it,
Well, what about fitness and conditioning again? And you're strong, and a lot of fans love to see you come downhill and really go after people. What would you change with your workouts, and were you in Vegas for most of the time?
Yeah, this offseason I spent almost entirely in Vegas. Just working with the strength coaches, working with the guys that's in the building. And it's kind of, like I said before, for me it's a mindset thing. Mm-hmm. Like, every game, it's just, I have nothing to lose. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, I'm ready to put my life on the line, if you will. Like, I'm willing, I love this game so much, it's giving me everything. It's taken me this far. Like, I'm willing to give it my life. Dedicate everything.
I wasn't expecting that. I mean, I know your dedication, but putting your life on the line for this team.
Yes, sir.
The coaching. Amber just talked about Marvin Lewis, and Joe Philbin's a former head coach, and he's here. And you got Antonio Pierce. We know what he thinks of you. How are the coaches helping you become a better player?
I mean, just talking to everybody. It's so much experience in the building. Just getting the little nuggets from each of them. It's like no other, honestly. Mm. So just getting to hear and talk about the experiences that they've all been through, and, they're just giving us nuggets. You might as well write it down.
Isaiah Palmer is our guest. So for you, this whole experience for you, trying to get more snaps and when you get out there be an explosive player, is this the evolution that you thought it would be? Because you get to play for a team here where you're familiar with, has a big base in Southern California, you're playing in Las Vegas. I mean, this is a star-studded organization that you get to play for, and I've never asked you, what was your background as a kid with football, and who were the teams you look up to, and what did you think of the Raiders when you were a young boy playing football?
Honestly, with the family that I had, I was always a fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers, but, the very first team that I've ever played football for was, the Raiders. So it's funny how the world works, full circle moment, but I've always loved the style of football, style of defense that they play. Just, everybody coming through, clothesline guys.
George Atkinson.
You got to love stuff like that.
Yeah, you get to see George Atkinson around every once in a while and know that he played at that level. I love this because I think you're a really big part of this. So when it comes to kickoffs and punts and some of the changes overall in football, what can you take our listeners behind the scenes and tell us about that, what your role could be? And do you like it, or do you like the old school football the way they used to do it? Because I watch special teams today, and it looks like there's going to be a lot more attempts, a lot more tackles, and a lot more returns. You must love that.
Oh, yeah, especially for guys like me. It's going to be perfect for us, because we're going to get a lot more tackles, going to be able to get a lot more, opportunities to make plays. So, I mean, for me, I personally love it. And, the new kickoff rule is just going to be chaotic, honestly. Like, bodies everywhere, guys getting out their lane. Like, it's going to be big plays or splash plays for us.
I funny you say that because I sounded like a get off my lawn guy because I didn't want them touching the sport that you grew up with your family playing. But then I saw it today, and I was seeing AJ with some drop kicks and then Carlson. And when you look at that and you see the ball bounce in the landing zone compared to the high kick that comes down, the defenders can't leave until it's touched. So there's a lot of space there for a returner to make a play. But when that ball hits the ground and starts bouncing around and it gets crazy, what's it like with that for coverage?
Well, that kind of plays into our hand because as soon as it touches the ground, we're able to run and go get them. So we're able to close the space a little bit more. But, especially with guys like AJ and DC, we got guys that can put a little curve on it and, put it to exactly where we want it so we can go. I mean, like I said, it's going to be a crazy play. Honestly, I'm really excited to see how it plays out.
As we wrap this up, what else? Tell us a little bit more about you and your personal life and your family and what the transition's been like in Vegas. What do you do for fun, restaurants, and how great's it been for you?
Honestly, I love Vegas. I don't go to the Strip too often. I kind of stay away from there. But They do got a couple good restaurants in there. Me and my wife go to
good.
Momofuku. That's one of them.
Nice.
On my off times, you know, I go fishing a lot over at Lake Havasu. Me and Sam Webb go up there.
I didn't know that. Yeah. So you're out in Havasu?
Yeah.
And what about anything out in Lake Mead?
We've been to Lake Mead a couple times. You know, it's the locals say it's not too much great fishing out there. But, you know, we've spent a couple days out there and, you know, haven't had super luck.
Do you like boxing, MMA, the Aces, right?
Oh,
Mark
yeah.
Davis and all that. So there's a lot to do for you and your wife all overall. A lot of entertainment in Vegas.
Absolutely. I mean, they call it the entertainment capital of the world, and I truly believe that.
Last one for Isaiah Palomar. Really appreciate your time with us. I'm a disrespect guy on the radio. If I don't think the Raiders are getting enough respect, I go and get in front of the Raider Nation and say, look, you know, we had more wins than the Chargers. We beat Denver 8 in a row, which is hard to do, and you've been there for all that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not seeing the national coverage. I'm not seeing the hype. Everybody's saying, well, they don't have a quarterback. No, we have two good quarterbacks, okay? They're not Mahomes. They're not elite at that level yet, but let's see what they can do. But everybody's talking about your defense. Does that get into the locker room? Does that get into the meetings? Or are Raider fans and myself making too much up about that?
Well, I mean, you know, we're humans as well. Of course we hear it all. But
okay. The
big thing for us as a team is, you know, forget the noise. It's always all about us. You know, no matter what happens or what goes on the outside world, all we can do is focus on each other and ourselves. So, I mean, as long as we take care of that, everything else will fall into place.
Let's do more of this.
Yes, sir.
I'd like
Absolutely.
To have you on more, man. I really appreciate it. You got a great story, a great legacy in the league, and thanks for joining us live from camp.
Thank you very much for having me.